Hello and welcome. This is Naomi from Itty Biz, and you're listening to the Emotional Turnaround track, Part 3, called Accepting Obstacles. Before we begin, I want to congratulate you on getting this far into the Emotional Turnaround track. You're already halfway through this part of the class, and if you can get halfway, you can get all the way. I want you to remember that when it comes to building your Itty Biz. You may not have the business you want yet, but you've built some of it so far. If you can build some of it, you can build all of it. If you can get 20% of the way there, you can get 30%, and 40%, and 50%, all the way to the end. So remember that. You're already on the path. You can make it to the other side. Just keep working on it every day. Now, let's get started. There are three things you need to accept before you can begin working around the obstacles that stand between you and a successful Itty Biz turnaround. This part is going to sound a little bit harsh, but seriously, this is where I need to be a little bit harsh. I can't give you the warm fuzzies and help you fix this problem. This one is going to take some serious elbow grease to make it better. So let's talk about the three things you need to accept right now. The first thing you need to do is to fully accept the fact that no one is coming to your rescue. No one is going to solve your problems for you but yourself. And frankly, things will not get better someday. The bad news that nobody likes to talk about is the fact that someday never comes. The good news is that today comes. Today is already here. And today is the day you're going to stop making excuses and start taking more responsibility for working around the obstacles you have. Now, since you've listened this far into the emergency turnaround clinic, you know you must have some follow-through working in your favor. But the follow-through must come from you, because no one's going to rescue you and turn your Itty Biz around except you. So that's the first thing. The second thing you need to accept is that obstacles are a part of human life, and they don't deserve any more drama than absolutely necessary. We like to make our obstacles into these big, dramatic roadblocks that get so loaded with impossibility. That sense of dramatic impossibility conveniently absolves us of ever having to do anything to fix the situation. We're the center of our own emotional movie, where there's just this cross we have to bear, and oh my God, isn't it terribly unfortunate? What's a person to do except accept their lot in life? That may sound insensitive to the very real issues in your life, but I'm not trying to be insensitive here. I'm just drawing your attention to the level of drama that you're injecting into whatever your obstacle may be. It may be terribly unfortunate. I won't argue with that, but I will argue with the idea that you should make it into some Shakespearean tragedy. And the reason I'll argue with that is my third point. And that third point, the final thing you need to accept before you can move on and make your obstacles irrelevant, is to accept the fact that people overcome the obstacles you have every day. You are not unique. Whatever obstacle you have, other people have that obstacle too, and they find a way to work around it. You are not uniquely helpless. They are not uniquely special and powerful. They just decide that they're not going to use their obstacle as an excuse, and they start figuring out how to work around it. If they can't move the mountain, they don't decide their lot in life is to sit down and stay still. They find a way around it. And if they can find a way around the same obstacles you have, so can you. It may not be easy, but I'll bet you it wasn't easy for them either. They just didn't use the difficulty as an excuse to not find a workaround. Again, this sounds harsh, because it's meant to be. You are capable of achieving so much more than you lead yourself to believe. You are not trapped by obstacles. You've just convinced yourself that you are. It's high time we change that. Not someday, but today. Now, you can do it. So those are the three things you need to accept. No one is coming to your rescue. No one requires you to make your obstacle a drama. And people just like you work around these obstacles every day instead of making excuses. and that's where we start. Now, let's talk about the obstacles themselves and what you're going to do about them. There are two kinds of obstacles you're going to encounter in your itty-biz. Concrete, tangible obstacles and human ones. We'll start with concrete. Concrete obstacles are concrete, tangible things that are getting in the way of you having what you want. Your computer kicked out and you don't have money for a new one. You can't afford that new software that would make running your itty-biz about 1,000 times easier. You have no space to work that isn't constantly overrun by children or dogs. You have to pick up your kids from carpool, and you're sitting in your car in a line outside the school for 45 minutes doing nothing when you could be at home crafting or in your office taking client calls. These are concrete obstacles, and while they're generally not a piece of cake to get around, they're easier and simpler than the non-concrete variety. The second kind of obstacle that tends to get in the way of your itty-biz utopia is the human obstacle. Lack of support and help from other humans, and in some cases, outright sabotage from other humans, can become a crippling stumbling block, if you let it. Your spouse thinks your itty-biz plans are getting in the way of your real job, which everybody knows is oh so secure. They don't want you working all the time. Your mother doesn't mind you working all the time, unless it interferes with the time she wants you spending with her, or on the garden, or on the cooking, or on the cleaning, or on all the other stuff she thinks you should be doing, and takes hours to berate you for living your life wrong. Your neighbors are always coming over for a chat. Your uncle keeps stopping by to drink your coffee and tell you that you're wasting your potential, not to mention your education. Humans don't like change. Change infers risk and danger and an alteration of the status quo. They don't want to see you fail. They don't want to be a part of you failing. They might not even want you to succeed. A classic example of this kind of change-averse human sabotage happens when somebody tries to lose weight. I don't know what it is about us. Okay, I do know what it is, I just don't like it. But we can't handle other people losing weight. Your mother tries to fatten you up and tell you you're a shadow of your former self whenever you try to pass on the second helping of mashed potatoes. Your partner orders pizza without asking and then gets sulky when you keep it to one piece. Coworkers start saying things like, "You don't like my cupcakes?" Sisters start planning really fun stuff to do during workout times. I wish it didn't happen when someone's trying to start an itty-biz, but it does. A lot of it has to do with the impressions we have of entrepreneurs. Popular cultural opinion is that there are only two ends to the entrepreneurship path. One, and most likely, is crushing failure, often accompanied by personal bankruptcy and losing of one's house. Two is becoming a big, fat, rich jerk. Your acquaintances, friends, and sometimes loved ones don't want either of these things happening, so they unconsciously, and sometimes consciously, try to make you quit before you ever really start. Human obstacles suck, because the fixing of those obstacles isn't always an easy fix. Okay, it's pretty much never an easy fix. There are often simple fixes available. Telling your mother you're never speaking to her again unless she shuts up immediately is remarkably uncomplicated. But human relationships are messy, and the consequences of the simplest course of action are often ones we're not prepared to live with. We're wired to live in a tribe, and when you and your tribe aren't on the same page, it gets really tricky. The crazy thing about your human obstacles is that they're often the people who are most proud of you when you succeed. They're the ones bragging about you to the people they know and exaggerating your successes when they tell stories about you. These are often the people who will be so impressed when you do succeed, even if they kicked and screamed and put up a huge fuss your whole way to the top. So, let's talk about what we can do to move forward in spite of your concrete and human obstacles. This is a short section, because my advice is pretty short. Unfortunately, it's not very sweet. First, I want you to get very specific and granular about what your obstacle is and how it's impacting your progress. You are never going to find a solution unless you have a definition of the problem. Exactly what is going wrong here? And what's it stopping you from doing? and how? If you don't have space to work, what is that doing to your progress? Not having space is not a problem. Not being able to get any work done is a problem. Next, I want you to make finding ways around your obstacles priority number one for the next little while. It's really easy to get caught up in the, oh my God, I have so many obstacles, I'm so overwhelmed, trap, and sit down and cry. Imagine your obstacle is an obstacle, like in an obstacle race. You do not win an obstacle race by complaining about the obstacles and saying how much easier it would be to run the race without those pesky obstacles in the way. Actually, who cares about winning the race? You don't even finish the race when you're sitting around saying how hard it is. If your spouse refuses carpool duty, you don't just give up on having an itty-biz until they magically have a change of heart. The change of heart fairy is not coming. If you've really looked at what your obstacles are, you'll know exactly what the impact they're having on you is. Carpool takes an hour, and this is a problem? Then the solution you need is an hour. So get up an hour earlier. Problem solved. This is not rocket science. You are not launching a space missile here. Can't get up an hour earlier because it'll wake the kids up? Then stay up an hour later. Break it down into 15-minute chunks. Tell your spouse that if they refuse to do carpool, they lose cuddling up with you during CSI. Third, I want you to start looking for the easy fixes. Frankly, you don't have time for the complicated life-changing ones. You will make no progress by trying to find the perfect solution. If your mother is constantly getting in the way, sure, take the time to read a book about boundaries to get a script for how to tell her to mind her own business while you're minding your business. But read the book, do what it tells you to do, and get on with it. You don't need a new system for your life. You need your mom to keep her mouth shut. Last, commit to finding a way. Just commit to it. Just do it. I want you to have everything you dream of, and I want to help you have it in a compassionate way. But letting you sit around making excuses for yourself is not compassionate. Getting you to your dreams as expeditiously as possible is compassionate. So, I know it seems like I'm being harsh with you on this one, but I'm really not. I want you to have what you want, and I want you to make getting what you want the most important thing on your lifelong to-do list. But still, I promise I'll be nicer to you next week. Thanks for listening to part 3 of the emotional turnaround track called Accepting Obstacles. I'm Naomi from ItiBiz, and I'll talk to you very soon.